Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
312-981-7200. Could you tell me your experience? When did you get tested? Where did you get tested? How did you get tested for COVID-19 or for the antibodies? What did it cost? Stuff like that. Allison, are you there? You're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, John. Welcome, and thank you for having me on. Love your show.
Did you get tested for COVID or the antibodies?
Actually, I went for the antibody test yesterday.
And did that cost you much?
I ended up paying $125, and I do have insurance. So I'm not sure if my insurance is covering any of it.
But you went ahead and out of pocket, and then you'll turn it in. Maybe they'll cover it. Maybe they won't.
Yeah, I probably won't even turn it in. I ended up putting it on my health savings account, Visa, it'll be paid through there. But they did take all my health care information and didn't use it. So
did you do it because you were curious or because a doctor wrote a prescription for you, told you to go do it?
Actually, I am just recovering from some cancer treatment. I had breast cancer, and I went through chemo and radiation. And while I was going through the treatment, I ended up getting very sick towards the tail end of it back in February. And I was running a high-grade fever from about 102 to 103.5 that lasted 7 days, terrible cough, sore throat, loss of a little bit of my taste. And then I ended up going in once my lungs felt bad. And at this time, we didn't know anything about the COVID at that point. So I went in just kind of precautionary that I wasn't getting pneumonia. No water on my lungs, but they did give me flu A, B, and C tests, which all were negative. Also a strep test, negative.
This was back originally, right?
Pardon me?
That was originally you got all of that tested, right?
That was all my original.
But now you're sitting there thinking, maybe I had COVID-19. And
this is after the fact. My oncologist said, God, now I wonder if that's what you had.
So you went in, but now you would have already had it. It's gone. So you would test negative, but maybe you've got the antibody. You got the antibody test, and what did that show?
Antibody test I got yesterday did come back as negative.
And how long between the testing and you getting the results?
They did the finger prick right while I was there. Blood results came back 15 minutes later, I waited for it.
And did you go inside the hospital for that, or did you do it outside? How does that happen?
Well, I called up some local clinics that were doing the COVID testings here. I'm in DuPage. So I went to DuPageHealth.org. They show a list of where everybody's doing the COVID testing. So there was one very close to me. So I just called them and asked them if they were doing antibody testing. They did ask me about 15, 20 questions. After that, they told me that they will not do any testing till you're at least 30 days feeling better.
Right.
I told him mine was back in February, so he said, yeah, come on in. We just got these. Let's get it done. We can do it.
Wow.
And it was 15 minutes. But then at the end of the testing, his response was, well, it's coming back negative, but that doesn't mean that it is accurate. We're still not sure how accurate these are.
But I want to know what the experience was like.
According to him, I'm negative.
So a lot of people can't go into hospitals, are afraid. You can't go into a hospital now. How did you get in? Like, were you waiting in the parking lot and they look at your license plate? Like, you get these sort of contactless delivery?
When I first pulled in, there's all these cones. So I followed the cone line. And that was actually where they were doing the COVID testing to see if you had the COVID virus. So it was kind of hard for me to get out of the line because he didn't tell me that on the phone. He said to come into their lobby. Mm. So once I parked and I got to the door, the doors were locked, but I could see the nurse or the receptionist at the door, and they're pointing to the door and it says, call this number. So when I called that number, I had to verify who I was and that they had okayed me to come in, gave them my name, and then they came and let me into the building.
Is it a relief to know that you tested negative?
Well,
or do you wish you tested positive? Because then you'd feel a little more immune.
I would love to have said, yes, you have it.
Yeah,
right. Because then my feelings would have been, oh, all right, now I have a little bit of immunity.
I know.
Now having the negative, it's kind of like, oh, and then his other thing, what he said, yeah, but with a fever that long, then what did you have? And then it was like, oh, no, you know, kind of insinuating maybe there's something else. So then you go through the fear, oh, you know, now I may be on the verge of being one of the people who get it. So
hooray.
It's one of those. I'm happy, but I'm kind of wished I would have had it.
Oh, no. I want to get the test. I want to get that test, too, Allison, and I want them to tell me that somehow I've had it. I was asymptomatic, and I have the antibody. And Dr. Most will call in and say, well, that doesn't guarantee you anything, but I'd still like to be in that boat than the other one. You know?
Exactly. It's one of those things. And again, I know it's a pandemic. We have to be very cautionary
yes.
of it. But I think the fear of it to all of us, and I'm not a fear monger at all.
No, you're not. I can tell.
The fear of this for everyone is almost more dangerous to us than actually if we most of us were to get it. And that's where it's kind of scary to me. I think I know some very sane people who are absolutely out of their minds in fear over this.
No, I hear what you're saying. And I'm glad you told us that story. I'm fascinated, and I'm also encouraged that it was that easy. And I wish you nothing but good health, Allison. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You too. Go get that test.
Yeah. Well, or not.